Hey, it's Digital Sister, and I'm back, and I hope you all had a great Thanksgiving weekend with lots of great food and fun with family and friends. I had a good one, too, so just ready to continue on with the rest of the holidays and wrap up the end of 2016 and get ready for 2017. Well, I saw that Larry Wilmore has inked a deal with ABC Studios where he's going to be able to develop his own projects as well as supervise others, I guess, work on other shows and look for talent for the network. So I think that is great because, like I said before in the other podcast, I was really sad that his show, the nightly show, was canceled while the campaigning and the voting was still going on. So it'll be great to have him still participating in things. But I'm hoping that he gets some kind of a slot to have a show to bring back a little bit of color to nighttime, watching. You know, the other guys are cool, but, you know, it's always kind of the same thing and basically one type of perspective. So I hope that he's able to get another slot, maybe on ABC or something like that, because, you know, Comedy Central, they're not really good at supporting comics, you know, of color, in my opinion. But anyway, I'm glad he's back and looking forward to some interesting things that he will be able to talk about. Another thing I saw that was very interesting is that there seems to be an uptick of people of color getting gun permits and buying guns because of the recent election. And, there have been about 700 reported incidents of, you know, violent attacks and things like that against people, and you're seeing them more and more every day. You're seeing them in elementary schools. You're seeing it all over the place. You know, that one guy on the Delta Airlines who was banned for life from Delta, and Delta went so far as to refund all the passengers their fares because of them being subjected, you know, to this idiot on that plane. So, you know, it's a very, very tense time. But getting back to the whole gun thing, I find that interesting. I find that scary. A couple years ago, I used to do some gun violence presentations. So, you know, I studied it and was put together by doctors in emergency rooms, and they had slides so you could actually see the damage that a lot of gunshot wounds do. But that was probably, you know, a couple of years ago, and I can only imagine how the technology has changed in terms of bullets and what they can do. If you're not familiar with guns and that kind of thing, you know, they have different kind of bullets that do different types of things. You have some bullets that will enter you and they generally just explode and destroy all the soft tissue around and just really do a lot of damage. You have some bullets that will come in and they just spin and hit anything that bones or whatever, so it just really tears you apart, rips apart anything in its path. You have some bullets that kind of send out shrapnel when they hit, so you've got metal pellets all over you. Very often entry wounds are very small, but the exit wounds can come out anywhere, and they're usually massive when they come out. So the bullets and the weapons that you have today are military. They're used to take out people in war. These are not things that should be on the streets that people are using to kill each other. So, I've heard people ask, would you think about carrying a gun? And, you think about it, but after my studying and seeing it, and I've heard people who had them, they say it really kind of changes your whole vibe. You know, it puts you on more alert. You're much more ready to utilize it when you feel you've been wronged or threatened. So I'm not sure it's something that I would want to do at this point. I'm not ruling it out forever, but I just don't think it's something, you know, that I would want to do. And plus, you know, you have to be very aware of all the rules and regulations of even carrying one and knowing what you do and that whole thing. So you have to be really, I think, educated about that if you want to get one. But I think it's really interesting. You know, people are afraid. The NRA has been courting one population, so now you have the National Association the National Association of African American Gun Association, and, you know, they're priming their membership to be just as armed as other populations. So, you know, I just think it's scary. You know, you don't want to go back to the wild, wild west where everybody's shooting, carrying guns, and, you know, you say the wrong thing and we blow you out at the saloon. You know, I think that's pretty scary. But in any event, it's something to think about. But certainly educate yourself if you think that is something that you want to do. And, you know, just be sure that you are also ready to deal with the consequences, you know, if you ever had to use it. So I don't think it's a cut and dry issue. I don't think it's a simple issue. But, you know, give it some thought if you tend to want to go that way. And speaking about that, you know, we had that horrible shooting at Ohio State by this Somali-American student who apparently went to Ohio State. And, you know, that feeds into why people want guns. That also feeds into, you know, the racism with Donald Trump and the immigrants. And so these kinds of situations just don't help from a public relations aspect for people to feel comfortable with Muslims and people that they consider, you know, from the Middle East, et cetera, et cetera. So, you know, these are things that keep playing out, but it doesn't make the majority of people in the United States, you know, feel better about that population. And so I think it just fuels more anger, it fuels more racism, it fuels more Islamophobia, and, you know, it's just not a good thing in terms of adding to the pressures and the feelings of fear that people already have. The other thing is just talking about, you know, send the prayers out to Tennessee. We haven't seen wildfires like that on the East Coast, I think, for many, many years. Usually you hear about that happening on the West Coast. But for it to do the kind of damage it did, that was pretty, I think, pretty scary. And probably a wake-up call that you got to have those volunteer fire people around so that they can deal with situations that come up. But we want to say our prayers and hope that people are as safe as possible and can try to get back to a bit of normalcy and, you know, rebuild their lives if they have to, if they lost everything. So, yeah, very, very tragic situation. Let's talk a little bit about Trump and his appointments. They're pretty scary, you know. Seems to be he's loading up his potential cabinet with billionaires. You know, you have Betsy DeVos of the Amway fortune. I just made that connection a little while ago. You have Jeff Sessions, who has a history of being, you know, a real big racist from the South, who's going to be potentially attorney general. You have Wilbur Ross, I believe. He's being considered for Department of Commerce, the king of bankruptcy. You have this other guy who, Mnuchin, thinking about Secretary of Treasury, who was a big guy at Goldman Sachs. So, you know, he's loading up his cabinet potentially with billionaires and people who are totally out of touch with the common person and the issues of what's bothering people today. And they're going to be dismantling regulations. They're going to be doing everything that's going to benefit them and their friends who are running these companies and these banks. And so I think, I don't know, it's just going to be pretty scary to see how that goes. I tend to think there's going to be lots of power struggles because you see that going on with Mitt Romney being considered for Secretary of State, Rudy Giuliani, Bob Corker, all these people who came out against him, but now, you know, they're wanting to be in his cabinet. So it also shows that you can't always believe what you hear, because a lot of people were very negative towards him, but here they are, you know, lining up to be in his cabinet. Nikki Haley, UN ambassador. So just interesting. But it shows you how, even if you don't agree with that person, you'll still work together for the greater good, and greater good in their mind of making America great / white again. And so it's a lesson for other groups that you got to learn how to work together and keep your eye on the big picture and not get distracted with a lot of BS. And that's what happened with this election. Putting a lot of things out, getting people distracted, so you really didn't see what was going on. And now you wake up and boom, here it is. So in any event, that was my discussion for today. I'm just thoroughly enjoying being on Podbean. Thanks so much for all the folks that are tuning in and the new people who are following me on the podcast. Also visit my website, CelesteTerry.com, because I have my Transformation Paradigm newsletter that I've started. And, you know, I have other the podcast there. But it's just a way to keep up with the things that I am doing. So in any event, I will be back with you in a few days. Digital Sister, signing out.